Joe, let's start first and discuss. The OCM is asking President Trump to renegotiate the beef trade deal with China after such a long battle to get U.S. beef back into China. Talk to me a little bit about why you're asking President Trump to renegotiate the deal.
Well, first, we do not think it's a big lift to make the changes for which the Organization for Competitive Markets is asking the president to make. We believe that the China buyers and consumers are expecting to get U.S. beef. We want to make sure that is what is delivered to them through this opportunity. Currently, it is clear from our side of the deal that we're going to allow Mexico and Canada to bring beef into the United States, be further processed, and then shipped under our label. And we think that's just wrong, and it can be changed by the president.
What needs to change for that to happen?
We believe that if you look at the source documents for the agreement on the verification of the beef, that the United States needs to redefine what beef can be exported to China. We believe that Canada and Mexico can cut their own deals, and that when we say this is U.S. beef, that we need to make sure that it is only beef that is born, raised, and processed in the United States that goes out through this government agreement.
Joe, talk to me a little bit about the higher standard of traceability that U.S. cattle producers are being held to in comparison to their counterparts.
Well, first, it's not bad enough in the deal that we're going to allow Mexico and Canada to ship beef and beef products, cattle and beef products into the U.S. to be exported to China. But at the same time, those cattle producers in Mexico and China are not going to be held to the same standard. U.S. producers are going to have premise ID. They're going to have to identify the farm in which the animal was born. Yet for Canadian beef and Mexico beef, it's only the port of origin, in other words, where beef product is shipped in from, or the first residence of the live animal. Therefore, there's no source verification all the way back to even who these producers are, who these cattle producers are in Mexico and Canada. That's a huge burden. Thing is very costly and time-consuming on behalf of U.S. cattlemen and puts them at a great disadvantage as to their counterparts.
How important is it for U.S. beef producers to have fair access to China when you look at the trade deals in general and negotiating trade deals?
The Secretary of Agriculture and others for doing bilateral type trade agreements. It allows the United States, as the president has indicated, to really have a voice in how these deals work directly with the trade partner. It's extremely important to the cattle producers, the U.S. farmers and ranchers, that we have these deals to ensure that the high-quality beef that we raise has markets around the world. OCM is not opposing that. But what we're saying is when we say this is a deal for U.S. beef, U.S. cattle farmers and ranchers, then that's whose beef needs to be shipped. Packers in this country, multinational corporations, control this marketplace. And what they're wanting to do is bring in cheaper beef, blend it with our high-quality beef, and stamp it all U.S. beef. And that just cannot be allowed under a U.S. government-sanctioned trade deal.
Joe, anything else?
Well, we do think that this is an issue that all cattle producers should become aware of. We asked them to look at the details. We were shocked when we saw that imported beef into the U.S. would be able to be stamped U.S. beef. We hope they feel the same way. We'll call their congressmen, their U.S. senators, and let them know that when U.S. government intervenes in the market with a trade deal, then it needs to market U.S. products, and in this case, U.S. beef.